When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Jean Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian, The Philadelphia Inquirer, many other publications. Artificial intelligence, AI, how are employers using it? Jean has anecdote that employers are letting people go because, and it is unwise. There are many things to learn. Jean and I talk about them each week. One thing to learn is this grows the pie. It does not reduce the overhead. It grows the pie. Here's Jean on the foolishness of early adopters. More tonight.
Well, what's really wild is there was a generational thing, John, where my kids are millennials, but when they were younger and things like Facebook and, internet communications were coming out, my generation was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. But our kids were like, what you think this is a bit, they're used to it because they grew up with it. When you see something now that this generation, this millennial generation, is like, whoa, this is definitely, new stuff, and fun to see. And yeah, it's doing that. But, John, I have to just give a warning. I wrote about this, for The Guardian, which will be coming out on Sunday. There was a study that came out just this past week. 1,000 businesses were surveyed by this software company, and many of those businesses replaced their employees with AI, chatbots, customer service, back office processing. They fired their employees, and more than half of them, 55% of them, regretted the decision.